The story I have to tell you today is one I first heard as part of a play. It was a play we did here sometime back in the four-story theater, and it's called Nathan the Wise. And it's about a very wise Jewish teacher named Nathan who tells a story to a Muslim king about how Jews and Muslims and Christians can all get along. But I also found that it's a very, very old folk tale. Now, by folktale, I mean this is a story that has been told all over the world in different places, and every place they tell it just a little differently. This is the way I tell it. Once there was a king. He had a ring made. It was a very, very beautiful ring. He had one son, and he passed that ring on to his son because the son was going to be king one day. Well, and then that son, when he was king, passed it on to his son, who would be king one day. And it passed along through the generations until there was a king who had three sons. What was he to do? He loved them all. So he had two more rings made just exactly like the first one. And he gave each son one of the rings. Well, after the king died, the son started arguing about who was supposed to be king. They said, I've got a ring, I need to be king. Another said, no, I've got the ring, I need to be king. Well, they all three had the ring, and they couldn't decide how they were going to decide who was going to be king. So they went to a very wise judge. They told the story to the judge, and the judge said, there must be a reason that your father gave each of you a ring that looks exactly like the other two. I can tell you how to find out who has the true ring. It is the one who shows the wisdom and the compassion and the mercy that your father showed as king. If you show the love and the wisdom your father showed, then you have the true ring. And so, all three of the sons went forth. And they tried to show wisdom and compassion and mercy in everything that they did. And guess what? All three rings were true because it wasn't the ring at all. It was how they were supposed to treat others. Now, St. Paul is talking to a church. It's in Rome. And he's talking about people arguing about who's right and who's wrong, just like the brothers were. And if you stay in here, I want you to think of that wise judge and how he solved the problem of the three rings, because I think Paul is kind of like the wise judge in this story. You see what you think, okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us the opportunity to share your wisdom and your compassion and your grace with all we meet. We are each your beloved children. We have each been given your blessing. Help us to bless others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.